And hello and welcome to Falcon Cast. I'm Matt Moore next to Jay Adams and the legendary DJ Shockley.
What's up, man? How you guys doing?
What?
Hey.
Good. We're good.
It's time for Falcon Cast Draft Extravaganza.
Sunday.
Some reverb on my voice on that one in post, if you don't mind.
Can't you guys tell it's a big week? I wore a tie.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Thanks for showing us all up.
It's a business look.
Shock is that guy. I'm going to tell you, fans, exactly who he is. He's the guy where you call him, like, hey, we're all going out, right? Hey, man, what are you wearing? Like, you didn't wear a tie or anything? He's like, nah, I'll probably just wear, like, slacks. And okay, cool, me too. And then he shows up. Shock's in a full suit. Shock is classic. Let's show Matt and Jay up on the dress. The next week, I'm wearing a vest.
Last week, you guys had the matching black shirts, and I was getting killed for not wearing a black shirt while I didn't belong. I thought I should belong this week.
Well, it is a very big week, and, I think we've all been around this for a little bit, and it is by far one of my favorite weeks of the year. There's a buzz in the building, and the other cool thing, we're not even going to talk about it much, but, minicamp, the first minicamp for Dan Quinn is going on at the same time, so, the excitement is, really erupting out of this place right now. But, draft week's always special.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're a fan of the NFL, I mean, this is just as big, maybe bigger than the Super Bowl in some cases for some teams. You know, it's something that you look forward to. It's a three-day event that, you're really kind of identifying who your team is going to be for the next couple of years. And I think it's just continued to grow and grow and grow, and it's going to keep doing that.
I've had an interesting take on from being in the player's perspective and also being in, like, the fan's perspective and then wanting to know who that's going to take. And I think draft is kind of – it's like the Super Bowl for a lot of people. I've talked to a couple people, and they can't wait to sit down and just engulf in the draft and see what happens. And it's an outstanding spectacle to see what happens, see where all the guys that you've been watching over the years end up going, and see a lot of guys seeing their dreams come true, which is also pretty cool. And also talking about Coach Quinn and the Falcons going through their mini camp right now, I think – he needs that to go into the draft. He has to know what he has, what guys look like, how they run, how they adapt to certain things to give him a feel of, okay, maybe we can use this guy. Maybe a guy they thought that, maybe he's a guy who's on the bubble we don't really think we can use. But after watching him for 3 days, seeing him in film, seeing him in practice, maybe this is a guy that we like around, so maybe we don't have to push the envelope for certain guys in the draft. So I think that's big that they have it right here before the draft where he can definitely see his quote-unquote guy before he goes into the draft.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, last year I got to attend the draft. I was privileged enough to go up there and grab Jake.
New York City!
After he got picked. And, Shock, it's really cool what you said about guys' dreams coming true.
Yeah.
It's a really cool thing to see a guy, crying like a baby because all the hard work he's put in since, almost like age eight. Thinking it finally comes true. He's going to be playing in the NFL and was picked in the first round of the NFL. It was really cool. It was fun to watch Jake just kind of last year almost like pinching himself. Like, is this real? And it's cool. So it is fun to watch dreams come true. And it's fun to meet, a guy that we're going to be around for the next, 5 to 10 years.
Right,
this guy's going to be he's going to be on the tickets. He's going to be on our schedules. He's going to be on our stuff that we put on, our website.
He's going to be on All Snap.
It's super exciting. Yeah. He will be on All Snap with Jay.
He's on All Snap.
Shock's going to get to interview him on Friday before he even meets with the media and exclusive. Awesome. So, I wanted to say, Jay and I were kind
of the perks of hanging out with these guys.
We were messing around yesterday, Shock. Jay and I were, and we were saying, you get to interview the first pick on Friday. Exclusive one-on-one that you will see on all the Atlanta Falcons properties.
SocialAtlantaFalcons.com.
And we're like, all right, does it break the internet if for some reason the Falcons got Todd Gurley? Ooh. And it's Shockley and Gurley together on a set?
Man.
Will that break the internet? And then we're saying, on the opposite end, what would happen, Jay?
What if it's Dante Fowler?
Oh, you got to believe it. My first question is going to be a Gator question.
Of course it is.
First thing I ask him is, but he's got an upper head because last year they beat up on my dog. So I may have to stay away from that. His Fowler is the guy, so we'll see.
It's going to be an interesting dynamic on the set that day if either one of those happen.
So I thought what we'd do is, we'll make this quick because we could talk draft for 3 hours. live, and we could,
but we don't have time.
Nope.
We got work to do.
I got to go put a phone line so we can figure out who we're picking and record his draft call. We got a lot to do.
Yes.
So let's go through. Let's do this. We'll each kind of break down who our guests, and let's just say now, we're guessing just like anyone would. We don't have a lot of insight. Thomas and team do a good job, as they should. I keep them close to the vest. If they don't want them to get out, that's good. But we'll just say who our pick would be. And maybe there'll be a prize next week for the winner. Bosak will find a prize for the winner if he gets this right, if all of us are different. But I'll start with you guys. Why don't you go, Jay? I'll let you go first. And who is your pick for the – who are you saying the Falcons pick at 1-8?
As per normal, I have waffled back and forth on
this. You really have.
Everybody should.
Quite a bit. And there's no rhyme or reason to it. I just – everything has changed so much since we started this long draft journey. I think – that there's a chance that the team tries to trade up and that Fowler is the target.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance of that. I don't know that it gets done, because it really depends on who your dance partner is and what they're willing to accept for you. I think there's enough talent in that top five that enough teams are going to covet that, where those teams may want to stay put. I think you might get stuck at 8. Because you may not be able to trade back depending on who's left.
Stuck is not a bad thing at 8.
Stuck is not a bad thing at 8. There's some really good players at 8. But I think it forces your hand to either take a reach or take the best player available. And that's what I've gone back and forth on. And I've got two names, but I'm just going to choose one. And I'm going to go with the safe one here, because I really think that I don't need the anger to come at me from the Twitter sphere. So I'm going to go with Bud Dupree here, because I think he's going to be the best of the guys that are left. And I know a lot of people are going to say, well, that's a stretch at number 8. For experts, it has been. We don't know what the board looks like in the war room. And right. I think what's happened over the last couple of weeks with Dupree is that he's continued to climb up the boards. And I think it's the experts catching up with what the scouts already knew. Mm-hmm. And so you're getting a really good talent there in Dupree, and you're filling a need there. So I really think that he's going to be the guy. And you know, everybody's making a big deal out of these top five pass rushers. Now, I was explaining before we got on here, I think there's one elite guy, and that's Fowler.
Yep.
Beasley, I know everybody's high on him. He had a really good combine. He's all the numbers look good on him. I wonder if he fits the 4-3 under system. And, you know, he's gotten washed out at times on tape. Gregory, there's been some issues there. Shane Ray obviously has had the worst week ever. Some of these guys aren't really living up, I think, to the billing of being great pass rushers available at the top of the draft. So I'm going to go with Dupree, because I think he's the safest pick there.
Yeah, I agree with you with Bud Dupree. I like Bud Dupree, and also like the fact of moving up a couple slots. I think maybe 5, maybe like we mentioned, maybe the highest that the Falcons get up to go get Fowler, if that's a viable option. Like I said, it matters what the guys, I think, in the top 3 do. And a lot of people have speculation about what happens at 2 or 3, depending on who they take. So that all matters as well. And right now, there's no way we can tell what can happen right now. There's so many things that can happen between now and when they pick, you know, the first or second pick. So right now, they're all assumptions. That's what everybody can make. But I think I actually like Vic Beasley. I like Vic Beasley. I've seen him, like you said, there's been times he's been washed out. Everybody's had their spurts. But I think his size, his ranginess, he's long, he's athletic. I think being around some of the veterans that are already here can help him improve his game. I think he probably didn't have guys around him. He was just going off his talent when he was at Clemson, because he was just bigger, stronger, faster than everybody else. And there were times where he probably could take plays off, because, you know, he probably was, his 80% was better than other guys 100%. But I think Vic Beasley getting in the right system, getting around the right guys, getting the right coaching can be a lot better. And those times we talked about where he may have been washed out or didn't show up, he could be changed around. Just look at what Coach Quinn did in Seattle with guys that you didn't hear of until a year or two later when he got his hands on them. So I think Beasley and Dupree are are two guys at that eight position who could really be a force and could definitely change the impact of the pass rushing skills of this defense.
So are you picking Beasley as your pick?
I'm going with Beasley.
See, now don't get me wrong, I like Beasley.
I'm going with Beasley.
I like Beasley and I'm trying to poke holes in these guys. I think that's crucial because I know I'm going to get the Clemson people on me. I know he's great. He's a great player. He's fantastic.
Tigers, get him.
I think adding the size, you know, I think he came to the combine 15 pounds heavier, which is, you know, a weight that most NFL teams want him at. If he can continue to keep that weight on and play at that weight, I think that changes a lot of things for him. So, you know, where maybe he doesn't get washed out.
I think the ability to play in space as well. I know they're gonna use whoever this guy at eight. If it's a pass rusher or outside linebacker type of guy, be able to play in space as well to be able to cover at least 5-10 yards down the field and also be able to rush the pass at the same time. So they need guys like that who are athletic.
And that's been the kind of thing with Beasley is can he cover? And that's been the big question that he's tried to answer throughout this whole process. But you love that he's smart.
Yep.
He loves the game. He's got a good head on his shoulders. All those things that you look at because, you know, you look at this and not everybody really has a clean bill as far as the on-field and off-field stuff. So you really got to split hairs here. But here's a guy who, you know, maybe you can teach him some of the things that he's maybe lacking in his game. And you get everything else that you may not get with
some. Mosex, make sure you get my prize ready, okay? Vic Beasley has one, all right? You got that?
I'll get you a prize.
Thank you, sir.
Well,
it's gonna be a Jim Spirit wear shirt,
Matt.
Exactly.
Well, I was I've waffled all week as well. Part of me wants to make it real fun and say, well, we'll go girly, but I'm not gonna say that. Although I've said that, you know, that might be the first Falcon jersey that I purchased. Mm-hmm. I've been here. The girly Falcon jersey would be pretty good.
Matt, let me ask you this: Would you guys think drafting Gurley? What's the percentage you think it'd be good and bad? People say, okay, Gurley is a top-of-the-line type of talent.
I'll say 60-40, good, bad.
I think anyone you pick, and we saw this last year, you know, everybody wanted to trade up, a lot of people wanted to trade up and get Jadeveon Clowney.
Right.
There were just as many people who were passionate about staying put and not giving.
Right,
so
you're exactly right.
Whoever you pick, there's going to be people for it. There's going to be people against it. So understand that. Right. I think with a guy like Gurley, because you've got so many people who are fervent, yes, absolutely we need this guy. And so many people who are like, the game has changed. You don't need to take a running back in the top 10.
This early like
there's
that,
so many passionate people on both sides that I think this creates an interesting case if you end up with a guy like Gurley. Because the other guy that I was talking about was Gurley. That's
because there's not a lot of guys who can change the impact of a game. I mean, we've seen guys who are good running backs, but you don't see guys like AP who, you know, they're a number one type back, and you gotta
shot Gurley's that guy, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean,
you gotta think in that room that he is in the top three as far as best overall athlete. Who can bring the most for
and Shaq,
for our
not,
team?
You need to improve on defense, but drafting Gurley, I feel, improves your defense.
It does. I mean, it's going to help your offense tremendously. Take a lot of pressure off Matt. I mean, we know Matt, they threw the ball a lot more. They were, you know, we were looked at as a passing offense, and it's just because you couldn't really run the football. But Gurley is the type of guy who he can find a hole anywhere.
Yeah.
And he can take it to the
and I think
to the limit.
What really tips the hat here as far as the Falcons drafting a running back at some point is you look at the depth chart right now at running back. And you've got Devontae who's going into a second year. Can he carry the load? I think that's the question. And most people think he can. And then you've got Anton and you've got Jerome Smith. And so you need something else there, I think, to add to that group.
It's a deep draft, too, though. The draft is crazy at running back.
So I thought that would be fun. But, you know, I've kind of wavered between Beasley and Randy Gregory. So to make it fun to see who gets the prize, I will go Randy Gregory. And I'll say this. You know, I know there was the off-the-field ding on him from the stuff from the combine.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's funny is, you know, as the college football season winds down, it's kind of when I start searching for the first mock drafts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And of all the ones I saw, and these are people that follow college football really closely, you know, Gregory was no lower than 3 in anyone.
Yeah.
And he was seen as like the surefire, he ain't getting best 2-3.
Right.
I mean, you watch his film, it's crazy. I mean,
he is an extraordinary pass rusher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think he fits this system well.
Yep.
Now, you know, do you look past, you know, you got it. Are you willing to take a person that made this poor decision at eight? I don't know. That's up to DQ and Thomas to find out. I do think if, you know, and I love, I'm with you. I love Vic Beasley, and people are like, does that make us better? Yeah, it fits a need that the Falcons have not had, right. And that's someone who can sack the quarterback. This guy, right.
Yep.
does right. nothing else but sack the quarterback. Mm-hmm. If he only does that, let's say, okay, he's got some issues when you run the ball. Great. Can he sack the quarterback, you know, 7 to 10 times this year? Mm-hmm. You're better.
That's what we need.
But to make it fun, and I do like this pick, I will be very happy if you were interviewing Randy Gregory on Friday.
And he's working with Chuck Smith, too. He's
former Falcon.
Oh, my man, the big kahuna.
Yep.
My man, the big kahuna. All right, real quick, let's go through, and us three, we got to go 2 out of 3 to see, and I wonder if we can get how many we'll get right. Let's go through the mock real quick. All right, so pick one, Bucks, our rival. Is it a surefire that they're going Jameis Winston? Are we in agreement on that?
Yes.
I go with that.
I'm going to say this, though. Whoop. I'm not we will make that our pick. I'm not.
You're not 100% sold.
I think Marcus Mariota could go for one, but I do like to pick one. And if Mariota goes, the draft gets crazy.
Mariota goes first. It's gonna.
Number two, are we thinking Mariota?
I am, because I think all this Phillip Rivers talk is nothing but smoke. Them
big San Diego and all that doesn't happen.
Shock, you say no. Mariota?
Mariota going out to the West Coast, man. That'd be bad. San Diego, mm-hmm. I mean, but logically, I like Mariota right here at number two.
All right, now the draft really starts at 3 then. I think this is the pick.
The second year in a row the draft hinges on Dave Baldwin. Somebody told me. Who told me that the other day?
It does. And, you know, this pick determines what happens to the Falcons.
Yeah.
You know, there's Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
There is
Fowler.
Leonard Williams.
Fowler and Leonard Williams.
You got to think it's between those three.
I like Fowler here. I like Fowler.
I think I kind of like Leonard Williams here.
I kind of like Leonard Williams, too.
Leonard Williams? They got Leonard Williams going third, both seconds. All right,
we picked Leonard Williams third.
All right.
Fourth, the Raiders.
You guys want Leonard Williams so that he falls to the birds, right?
See, there might be a little bit of that. I don't know.
Pick four, you know, the Raiders are here, and they love the combine stud. So I could see a shock here. I know we won't probably pick it, but I think, you know, there's a pinch of the white Kevin White from West Virginia could go here, because these guys love the combine warriors, mm-hmm. man.
And if they do, then Beasley becomes a pretty good candidate for that as well.
Vic Beasley could go here, but then Amari Cooper could go here.
Mm-hmm.
Leonard Williams went here, right?
Yeah, you guys had Leonard Williams. Yeah.
So we go Fowler, Cooper,
White,
or Beasley.
Mm. Mm.
Who we got?
See, but the Raiders, I think, if Leonard Williams goes at 3, I think they want out of 4 completely.
We're not doing trades.
No, I know we're not doing trades.
I think they go get Derek Carr a big-time receiver. They go get him a big-time receiver. Cooper or White.
They love the speed, dude.
I know.
That being said, I'm going with White.
I'm cool with that,
but I think, Bo said, we get a half a point if Cooper goes here, because we said a receiver.
Yeah.
Cool. At 5 is an interesting pick. So now who's still on the board? We still got Dante Fowler still on the board.
Yeah.
Fowler, Beasley.
Cooper.
Gregory. I think they go Dante Fowler.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
Here's the spot where I talked about where the Falcons could trade up
to
5. If all that falls in place and you got Fowler here for 5, here's where Thomas makes his
name. Let the record show, I agree with Shock that if our mock goes
make
this
a
way,
real
I
hard
can
push.
See us trading up to get Fowler.
You guys have been reading a little Peter King, haven't you?
Peter King said something like this?
Oh, yeah. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
But we're not doing trades in our little mock, so you want to say
no
Fowler
trades.
Goes here?
I say Fowler there.
I agree. Fowler is the
6.
This is another interesting one.
Mm.
Do they go Amari Cooper here? Do they go Vic Beasley here?
That's tough.
Let's think about what they've done in offseason. What they build up really in offseason. I think
you got a defensive-minded coach now.
Yeah.
The other thing, though,
you did with Rex, but
there's some good offensive linemen on the board here.
Yep.
Well.
Yep.
Sheriff.
From Iowa. Yeah.
A guy from Stanford.
Yeah.
Andrus Pete. Yep. Yeah. And obviously the LSU kid.
Yeah. There's a
Oh, yeah.
Probably fall.
Who's got some investigation to do?
Probably you want fall. That happening 2 days before the draft, right, Chuck?
Yeah.
All right, so who we got six?
Six.
I'm going to go with Beasley there. I think Beasley.
I like that.
You like Beasley? If you guys like Beasley, you go Beasley. I'm still I still think Amari is in that.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. But I think the Bears could also settle on him as well.
On Amari?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because they got a hold of there.
I'm going to throw you one. Jay, sure. I think pick seven here. I think the guy from Washington, the big man.
Oh, Danny Shelton.
Danny Shelton. Mm.
That'd be interesting. Nobody's really been talking about him lately.
3-4.
Yeah.
They need a big nose.
Hmm. And John Fox loves those kind of guys, too. You know what? You convinced me. I'll go with Danny Shelton.
Yeah, because he just left Big Pork Chop out of Denver.
All right, so who is left at number 8 for the Falcons?
Bud Dupree.
Randy Gregory. Todd Gurley.
Collins.
Did Amari Cooper go yet?
Cooper,
yeah. You guys liked Cooper as well at 6.
Yeah.
But we didn't. I don't think we decided on 6. You see, I said.
I'm sure. I don't think the Falcons.
And this is why.
And we got Collins.
We aren't in that draft room.
I can't imagine going in that room right now.
I don't want this decision.
Can you imagine if that happens right here? That's tough.
That's
tough. Hey, it reminds me of 07.
So Fowler was going to 5, right?
Kinda, everyone that you kind of liked.
Fowler 5.
Was gone.
Mm-hmm.
You're just the best player available and didn't really work out for the Falcons.
Where did Beasley go? We picked Beasley already?
Beasley at six.
Shelton at seven.
So you could put Cooper at 6 and Beasley at 8.
Cooper's a safe pick at that spot. Bud Dupree is a reach, according to most people. The safety, Collins, might be a safe pick there, but that's a little high for safety.
Gregory as well.
Gregory, you're taking a gamble.
I think it's between Gregory and Dupree. Everybody, I mean, Gregory had his little issues, but we just mentioned it. He's a heck of a pass rush. I mean, mm-hmm. he gets after people.
Mm-hmm.
Bud Dupree's long, athletic. I think he had a 42-inch vert. I mean, he's
why
got
don't
some
we
skills.
Go? I'll say Gregory for me. You want Gregory or Dupree?
Oh God! How much time I got left on the clock?
You know where I stand. I'm doing Dupree. So
you're the tiebreaker.
Oh man!
Do you need to confer with Mr. Bosek here?
Bosek can help you.
Yeah, you can call a friend.
I got a lifeline right now.
You got a lifeline.
Bosek, go ahead, do it. We got Dupree or we got Gregory.
I'm going. They overlook the incident that Gregory had, so I'm going Gregory.
All right. There it is.
Bosek said it.
Right, the consensus mock.
So we'll say Gregory, but we also said we like the Falcons to trade up and get.
Yes.
So Fowler and Gregory, we look like we're smart. And we know what we're talking
about. Yeah, it's going to happen.
And Dupree, Jay picked him. So we're in good shape.
Yeah, we've hedged all of our bets at this point. We've got everything really covered.
We got it covered, man.
I'll give you 0.5 if we get Fowler at 8. Right.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
If he's still there.
It'll be fun. Make sure it's been a good draft extravaganza. Make sure that you tune in this weekend. Jay's going to have some great coverage. And our guy Shaq is here all week. So he's going to interview the first pick in person.
Tune in.
And he's going to interview every other pick on the phone before anyone else gets access to him. Right after these guys are picked, it is really good content. So
if you guys got a question that you want to ask a certain player,
tweet him.
We could possibly ask it. So
can do tweets.
Yeah, that's a really good thing. If you want Shaq to ask your question, tweet him during the week, and we'll make sure that happens. I love it. All right, good extravaganza, guys.
Huge extravaganza. That was big.
Shaq, thanks for dressing up again.
No doubt. Bosek, long
way. Bosek, no Bow. Break with you today. But woo, we'll do it
no break. Week. It's all right.
Thanks again for watching this edition.
Boom! 3 for 3. Bam!
Bill Cartwright.
I just hit myself on the television.